Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God from all blessing flow. Tonight we just say thank you, Father, once again, for all the things that you have done for us. You know, one of the most dynamic things is when Dr. McClendon said, meet her at the well, I know God has used her, God is talking to her, God is bringing a message through her. So we got Dr. McClendon. Let's hear what the Lord has placed on our heart. Hello, doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, Dr. Hunter. How are you?
Oh, hearing your voice, I feel like I got 50 cents now.
Oh, praise the Lord. Well, we will have that and much more. Amen?
Amen. Well, but I always think of amen. I know the Lord has put some on your heart. Go ahead and tell us what it is.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to thank you, thank everyone again tonight for meeting us here at the well. We want to welcome everyone who has tuned into the station. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Lord, tonight we pray that your hearts are and your minds are ready to receive, because the Lord has put something on my heart, and I was going another way, but this is where He carried me, so I have to go with where He goes. Wherever He goes,
amen,
that's where I go. Amen. So
amen,
we want to pray tonight. Dr. Martin, would you mind giving a prayer for us before we get started?
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, tonight that we come to say thank you for all that you've done on this Friday, on the month of May. And then, Father, more than anything else, we know that somebody got healed today. Somebody got delivered. Somebody confessed.
Yes.
We can say thank you. Somewhere in this planet where we live right now, we ask that the Holy Spirit will lead us, guide us, and teach us. He will show us the way that we must go, show us how to go, show us what we must do. And I want to thank you for more than anything else in the world, what you have done for us and to us. Tonight that we come before you with your word, let your word be powerful. Let your word be full of fire. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost speak on this radio station. Let the fire speak to the doctor. Let the fire ignite and cause us to say yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, in our prayer. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. And Father, we ask that the Spirit break out tonight. Break our walls down in the name of Jesus. Those walls, dear Lord God, break them down, Father. So tonight we're going to get into the Word. I was preparing to come one way, and Jesus told me to go another. So I have to be obedient. Amen. Obedience
in
front. So we want to learn tonight to put on the whole armor of God. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll be prepared. Amen. A lot of people are not prepared, and God began to tell me I was going another way. Like I said, He brought me this way. He said, because a lot of people are suffering. He said, I want you to speak on it. I said, Lord, here I am. I'm the one. Send me. So He took me to the book of Luke, if you will, Luke 21 and 34. And I began there. That's where He took me. And the word says, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unaware. Trusting meaning to be in excess, indulging in the things of the world. So we got to be careful about that. We got to be very careful getting ourselves into the world and forgetting about the Word. Because the Word is important. That's what's going to stand. The Word is what's going to stand. And when everything else fails, the Word is going to stand. Amen? It will stand. So we have to get the Word of God. When we pray, the Holy Spirit will lead you out of the blind into the light. He will lead you out of darkness into the light. The Holy Spirit will let you know things that are about to take place in your life, in your household, wherever, on your job. The Holy Spirit will let you know what's about to take place. He won't tell you everything, but He'll get you prepared. Amen? He will prepare you. He said, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. That means everyone. Everyone. Nobody is excluded. It will come on everybody on the face of the earth. So we got to be prepared. You got to be vigilant and watchful. So you want to be prepared. You want to have a scripture. You want to have a word. And that's why Jesus told Satan, thou shalt not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. You got to have a word. And if you don't have it, seek out the word, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you, because Jesus sent him to teach us everything we need to know, everything in our suffering, in our affliction. He will be there for us. He will be
Amen.
There.
Yeah.
In 1 Peter 5:8, the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. And we notice it happening more and more and more in this day. People's children, he's just flooding them. He's just taking over households, taking over men and women, got them doing things that they don't even know that he's using them. So we got to pray for them. We got to have a word to rebuke this demon. You got to have a word. That word is using with faith. It'll stop him in his tracks. Amen? It'll stop him. It'll put a halt to him. It did in Jesus' day when Jesus spoke, but you got to have it by faith. You got to use it with faith, and it will put him in his tracks. We stay sober and vigilant and always praying to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He'll be our shield. He will be a shield for you. Ooh, hallelujah. He'll be a shield. So this is what we have to do. We got to pray. We got to be persistent in our prayer. It says, whom resisteth steadfast in the faith. That is, in the faith. Verse 9 says, in the faith. But you got to do it by faith. You got to stay steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Okay? But yours will be by faith. They are having it too, but by faith. Ooh, hallelujah. By faith.
Hallelujah.
See, they wandering. We know how we're going through. The Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us just like he did Jesus, because great is he that is in us than he that's in the world. So if he is in us, he's taking us through these afflictions. We're like Jesus. We gotta walk in a mind like Christ. So when we go through these afflictions, we don't get bogged down. See?
Amen.
We don't get bogged down. Amen.
Amen.
So we gotta get to the scripture, get to the word. That word will stop it in its tracks. It will stop it.
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 3:3 says that no man should be moved by these afflictions. We shouldn't be moved by them, because he already told us we're going to have them. We shouldn't be moved by them. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. We're appointed to these things. Oh, Jesus. We're appointed to them because we serve and suffer with the Lord Jesus Christ. But he won't give us no more than we can bear when we're suffering with him. Amen? No more than we can bear, but we have to have faith. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you don't have it mixed with faith, you don't have anything. You got to mix it with faith.
Amen.
But the God of all grace, amen, the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that, ye have suffered a while, he'll make you perfect. This is what the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8. He said, after you have suffered a while, because you won't suffer always, after you have suffered a while, he'll make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. Good God Almighty. Look at that. All of that. After you have gone through this, he's going to increase you. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to establish you and make you perfect in your with him. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He says, suffering on this earth while sometimes appearing to be endless or, in fact, only momentarily, compared with the glorious eternity that believers will spend with God. Amen?
Amen.
It can't even compare with the glorious eternity that we'll spend with God. And I know, and I know you, there's others, and you and I can testify that when we're going through things, it seems like it's never ending. And this is the time we should stay praying and worshiping the Lord, not letting the devil get a foothold in. Because if you pray and worship, and he can't get in that easy. When you praying and worship, he can't get in that easy. He can't get in that easy now. Some doors just wide open. He just walk right in, start standing down, and up stuff. But he can't get in that easy when you're praying. You're constantly in prayer. When you're constantly in prayer and worship, he can't easily get in. I learned that, thank you, Jesus, by the Holy Ghost. Amen. He can't get in there. Just walk right in your house and start taking over. He just can't. See, that's why we have to be vigilant and stay watchful.
My God. Preach it, sister. Preach it, sister. Preach it.
See, and I can testify that the Lord by the Holy Spirit prepared me. And I know it's you as well, Dr. Honey. You can testify. He prepared me for the next level with the enemy. Amen. He let me know it was coming. He didn't tell me everything. He let me know it was coming. Because guess why? I stand my word. I worship. I praise him all by myself sometimes.
Amen.
I love him. And so he prepared me because we have that relationship. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Ooh,
thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
We have that relationship, so he prepared me. See, he prepared me for what's about to come.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
And before I will testify, I'm boasting in Jesus, Nancy Will, if you allow me to. I'm boasting in Jesus. He prepared me one day, and he told me, he began to tell me, he said, sing to me. And then he told me what song he wanted. It was In My Valley. He brought it up. He said, sing that song to me. I said, well, Lord, I don't know, but two or three words. He said, sing it. So I sung that. Then he said, call my name. I began to call his name. Everything he told me to do, I did it. Because guess what? He was beating on my enemy. I didn't even know it. He was beating my enemy up, just beating him up. Every time I sing, he was beating my enemy. I said, good God Almighty. Then afterwards, he showed it to me. I said, Jesus Christ. Then he told me to go on a fast. See, we got to be obedient. We got to have a word. You got to fill yourself with the word. So when Jesus comes, he got something wrong. That's his. And it's the word. That's what he's coming for. He ain't coming for you. He's coming for the word in you.
Amen.
That's what he's coming for. Do you have any word in you? Are you empty? Get some word in you. You got to get that word. So that's how we're going to ward off the enemy is with the word. Worship and praise him. Amen.
Amen.
And when we worship and praising him, the devil can't easily come in. So when the Lord began to reveal all these things to me, I became excited, saying, Lord, you know, and you know how it goes, Dr. Hunter. I tell you, we get excited about his word because we hear his voice. We hear his voice.
All
the time, we won't know all the time why he's telling us to do these things and do that thing and go over here and go over there. Sometimes he don't give you the full understanding of what he's saying to do. All you do is be obedient, like his little, whatever he tell you to do, do it. Whatever he tell you to do, do it. Then he told me, he said, you tell your enemy, see, I didn't know all this, I didn't know nothing was coming about. But Jesus prepared me by the Holy Spirit. He said, now, tell your enemies to call upon their God and you call upon yours. He said, I win every time. I said, good God Almighty. But he was preparing me for something. I said, okay, thank you, Lord, everything you tell me. Amen? So that's why we got to get a word, because the enemy is going in. He's tearing people's households down. Their children are running rampant, doing all kinds of things. They're hurting the hearts of the parents. And they don't know what to do. But if you get a word, get God's word, go and search the scripture. Let me tell you something. In worship and praise God, you'll ward that enemy. You'll stop him in his track. You will stop him in his track. You'll stop him. And then when you do that, don't forget to give God all the glory forever. Don't forget to give him glory. Don't go boasting about what you've done. Give God the glory for warding off the enemy. And then when the Lord strengthens you, don't boast in yourself, but rather thank the Lord and give him glory. Amen? Give him glory. 1 Peter 4:1 says, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind." There it is, with the same mind. We got to arm ourselves with the same mind that Christ had. So you can warn you can warn him off. When he tried to trip Jesus, Jesus told him, "Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds, get a word. It's by the word," said the Lord. It's by the word. So the Bible says, "Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind that Christ had. For he that had suffered in the flesh had ceased from sin." Amen? He had ceased from sin. Continue to be vigilant. And never give up. Never give up. Always stay in the word. Always. This is what's going to carry you, the word. Don't forget that, the word. Wherever there's a problem, search out the scripture. Oh, hallelujah. Search out the scripture. And guess what? Get a word. Speak to the Holy Spirit. Speak to Jesus. "Lord Jesus, help me. Help." He said, if you call him, he said, "No wise will he cast you away if you call him by faith, if you mean what you say, if you're serious. If you're serious, he's coming. He's coming. He comes with you. He comes for the ones that seeking him out. He comes for you. He'll come for you. He's
my
not
God.
A wishy-washy God. Hallelujah. He's not like man. He's not like man. He will not lie. He'll come for you. If you come for him and you come sincerely from your heart, oh, he's coming. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You say some things that, man, I tell you, people wouldn't even believe. It said, "For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until that day Noah entered the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and it took them away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." People are still out in the world doing the things that they want to do, cannot see, they're living in darkness, and God is calling you to get into the Word, abide with him. Come to the Word. He's come and drink.
My God.
Drink. Come to the well. Ooh, come. He's calling for you. Come. Everybody needs to come. Everybody. Because everybody got something going on. Everybody. Nobody is excluded. Everybody has something going on. The Bible says, for as a snare should it come up on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. He said the whole earth. That means everybody.
The whole
everybody. It ain't just these over here, those over here. He said everybody. It should come up on everybody. So that's why everybody needs to come and drink. Get your word. Get your word.
My God.
You got to have a word in this day and time. That's why people are suffering. So that's why so much is going on in the cities, in the town, in the nation. Because guess what? The word is not going forth. They speak in their words, but they're not speaking his. He says, "Speak my words. I'll watch over to perform them." He will perform them every time. He'll perform
it. Right.
If you speak it, he'll perform it by faith. He'll perform that thing. He'll perform it. But you got to have a word.
Got to have a word.
You got to have it. He said, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." Hosea 4:6. He said, "They perish for a lack of knowledge. Because they don't have no word." They have their word. Your words ain't going to work, I'm going to tell you. Your words won't work. Here's the word by faith. It'll work by faith. It'll work by faith.
Yes, it will.
People going about their business, yes. People are going about their business, not paying attention to the word of God. Our Lord and Savior is not a God that we can call when we want him. You just don't call him when you want him, saying, "Okay, I'll put you over here, and then when I need you," he don't work like that. He want to give you some living water, living water. He want to give you some living water. You can watch you, therefore, pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I want to say this because people need to learn the scriptures and ask the Holy Spirit to teach them because it's important, especially now because the devil is roaring. He's roaring. And I know, and people can't see that stuff wrong. He's roaring, and he's roaring loud. All over the city, the nation, the town, he's roaring. He's roaring. He's roaring everywhere. Not a spot is left that he's not roaring. Not a spot. But you got to have a word.
Got to have a word.
You got to have a word.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. But I want to boast in Jesus just a little bit more, if that's okay. I want to boast in it. Ooh, hallelujah.
Right here.
Because I'm a witness. I want to testify. Because I know somebody needs to hear this, and I want to testify. One morning, I'm going to tell y'all, we were sitting at the breakfast table, and we were praying and speaking the word of God. The gospel was going forth. And all of a sudden, my nose started bleeding. My mother, she said, your blood pressure up. I said, well, no, you better bleed for Jesus. I said, you better bleed for Jesus. I said, bleed for my man. Bleed for Jesus. And you know what? It stopped immediately.
My God.
Whatever you do, do it for Jesus. I said, bleed for him then. If you want to be high, bleed for Jesus, huh? And so it cut off. Just stopped. I said, oh, that's how that works, huh? He said, at the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why we got to have a word. We got to have a word. We got to use the name of Jesus. If you don't know anything else, use Jesus, 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 Jesus. It works. I'm telling you, it works. It works. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, yeah, because you're going to have to. In this world, at home, on your job, just driving down the highways now, you better have some Jesus. You better have it. But people just randomly doing all kinds of crazy stuff. You better have a word. You better have Jesus. You better have a word.
Got to have a word. Ain't nothing but a word.
In this day and hour, because the devil is roaring. He's roaring, and there's not a spot he's trying to leave undone. He's roaring. And so that's why the Lord wants us to get a word. He wants us to begin to study the scripture, get a word. So in that hour, you know what to say. You know what to do. You can call upon him. He'll answer. But if you don't know him, you won't be able to call him. You won't
Amen.
Know him. Who are you? Calling me now. He says, seek him early where he may be found. Seek him early. Don't wait till that moment talking about Jesus. Seek him early. Seek him early. You know? So he says, put on the armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put it on. Put on that armor. You're going to need that armor one day. If you don't have it, you're going to need it. You're going to definitely need it. Well, put it on. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Don't you know there's a lot of pharaohs out here? There's a lot of wicked places, a lot of places that are wicked, a lot of people that he's just using? You got to put on, you got to have a word and put on the armor of God. So in that day, you can call upon him, and guess what? He'll answer. He'll answer. And when things are going on, he'll answer you. He'll answer. So we got to have a word. Got to have a word for the Lord. Amen? Got to have that word. He said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. This is the evil day. People are doing everything imaginable. I mean, some of the things you wouldn't even believe. People just driving down the highway, shooting, kidnapping, raping, murdering, doing all kinds of things. And don't even mention all the other things that's going on. The abomination, the Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't even mention that. Don't even mention it. All this foolishness going on. You better have a word. The Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000. All we need is two. We can go around the city. We can march around this thing. We can put some stuff to flight. If we get some believers, we get some faithful people, we can put some stuff to flight in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Sure can.
We can put some stuff to flight. We can do that. We can do that. So he said, put on the whole armor of God. He said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand. In the evil day. Having done all to stand, he said. Oh, my God. Stand therefore, having your lives girt about with truth. Ooh, speak the truth. Speak that word. Speak that word, because it's going to work. That's the truth. That's the truth. Luke told theologians, he said, everything I've examined is true. Ooh, hallelujah. He said, everything I've examined about Jesus Christ, he said, it's true. It's true. Stand therefore, having your lines girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You better have the gospel of peace in this hour. You better have it. Get your word. Ask the Holy Spirit to come in. Invite him in. Matter of fact, he's waiting. He wants to come in. Jesus is knocking at the door.
Amen.
If anybody wants, let him in. He's knocking. He's seeking and knocking. Want him to come in. Let him in. Because you need him. I'm telling you, this is a time that we need him. We need him. I'm telling you, he will do some things that, he will teach you. The Holy Spirit will teach you some things. And guess what? One thing the Lord told me, and I love it so much because he told me this. When you have that word, when you have my word, he told me in 2 Chronicles 27, he said, you don't have to even fight this battle. See, all you do is watch the salvation of the Lord. I tell you, he will work for you. Man, you'll shout. Do you hear me? You will shout. Just watch him. Oh, hallelujah. Just watch him. And if anything comes, because he said in his word, he said, we'll tread upon scorpions, and by no means anything will hurt us. He said, nothing. When you got a word, when you got his word in you, nothing. By no means shall harm you when you have a word, when you got his word, when you're walking in the word of God, when you're talking with him, walking with him. Amen? We'll tread upon him. I love it because I sit back and watch. I praise him and watch him work. I praise him. I pray and I praise him and watch him work. I said, good God Almighty, Lord, you're too good. Good God Almighty. Wow. He's an awesome God, y'all. I'm telling you, if you taste and see that he is good, oh, Lord, you'll be seeking him early in the morning. When you wake up looking for him, go to bed looking for him. Throughout the day, you're looking for him. He's just that good. Oh, my God. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, my God. He's an awesome God. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You abide under the shadow. I mean, he'll hide you right there. I mean, in plain sight. They can't touch you. Nothing can touch you. Ooh, hallelujah. Shall we say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Trust in him. We can trust in him. He's our God. He's our God. We can trust it. we can trust him. He says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from the Northland pestilence. God will deliver your household. He will deliver your children. See, you know what? One thing I found, this is what the Lord spoke to me one day. He said, now go and tell them to stop cursing their children. He said, every negative word that you speak over, Satan ready to perform.
Yes.
So get a word, get the scripture, get a word of God. Quit calling your children these names. Quit saying all these things. And then when they get out there, you're wondering and you're crying, wondering what happened to them. Speak a word. I mean, you can say, oh, you're blessed just as well as anything else you can say over their life. Call them blessed, because you can't call them nothing else. Call them blessed. Call your children blessed. Bless them in the name of Jesus. It said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Good job. Look at this. Above all, taking the shield of faith. That's faith. Having that faith with the word, mixing it. Oh, my God. He said, wherewith we shall be able to quench all, not some. He said, all the fiery darts of the wicked. Every last one of them. So imagine they'd be passing right on by you.
My God.
The fiery darts of the wicked. All. When he say all, he mean all. All the fiery darts of the wicked. That's enough right there. Thank him, folks. That's enough. That's enough. All the fiery darts of the wicked. Wow. All the fiery darts of the wicked.
All of them. Hallelujah.
All of them, all of them.
Jesus.
He said, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world.
And yes.
This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, good God Almighty. Oh,
my
Lord.
God.
We got to believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Trust and have faith in him. Trust and have faith in him. This is what he wants us to do. When you have faith in him, I'm telling you, when you're seeking him out, he will show you, deliver you, set you free, in whom the Son set free. It's free indeed. It's free indeed.
It's
so that's why we, yes, that's why we have to get a hold of the word. Search them out. Search them out. If you don't know, ask the Holy Spirit. I was sitting the other day and I said, Lord, I said, well, what you want me to read today? Where you want me to go? And then he took me to the book of Luke. But he said, that ain't what I want you to do. He said, see, I want you to read that. I want you to examine that, too. He said, I want you to examine it, but that's not what I want you to speak of. Not right now. That's a good
my God.
Right now. I'm going to follow you, Lord. What you want me to say? What you want me to do? He said, because people are hurting. He said, look at their children. He said, things are going on unbelievable. He said, people are hurting out there. He said, so this is what I want you to talk about. I said, Lord. He said, since you know about it, you're a witness. You're a witness of mine. I said, yes, I am. I'm a witness. Hallelujah. I'm a witness. And he said, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. There it is right there. The word of God. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That sword of the Spirit is what's going to get him. The sword of the Spirit. He said, take the sword of the Spirit. Amen? Take the sword of the Spirit. This is what he wants us to do. Put on the helmet of salvation. You need it in this hour. You need it. There's so much going on. You need it.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, it's so much going on, and people need it. It's so needed. People are hurting, not knowing what to do. They're doing everything but putting on the helmet of salvation. He said, but let us who are of the day be sober, put it on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. This is what we must do. We must put that on. Amen. He said, praying always. Here it is again. This is what we started out with. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
For all saints.
Amen. We gotta do it. This is what he wants. Mm-hmm. This is what he's calling us to do. This is what he's calling us to do. Those of who of us who will receive him. Those of us who will receive him. This is what he's calling for. Put on. Stay praying. Always. Always.
Always.
And like we said earlier, when you're always praying, Satan can't easily get in. And when you're praying in worship, and he can't easily get in. Even in the middle of the night when things are going on, it gets tough. That's affliction. But turn on that praise music. He'll leave with the man you which way he went. Get you some praise music and pray.
My God.
Praise. You run him off. But you got to have a word in this hour.
You got to do that. That's it. Yes.
Yeah. You got to have a word. Amen.
Got to have a word.
Yes. We got to have a word. I want to let the people know. Search the scriptures, get a word, and get around wise people with the word. Get around somebody with the word. The word and begin to seek it out. If you're with people, all they got is foolishness. The Bible says if you walk with fools, you become a fool. If you walk with wise men, you become wise. So walk with wise people. Find some wise. Sometimes you have to let the people go. You've been knowing for 20 years that doing all sorts of stuff. If you want to go higher, if you want to move up, but if you want to stay where you are, then stay there. But if you want to come through these trials and tribulations and afflictions with peace, seek Jesus. Seek the Word. Seek His Word. There's peace in that. No matter what the devil is, he told me, he said, go tell your enemies, thank you. When he first told me that, I said, Lord, tell them, thank you. How can I tell my enemies, I want to tell them something, but it ain't thank you. I want to go up there and tell them, look here, I'll hit you. That's what I wanted to tell them. But God said, you go tell them thank you. He said, I'll help you till you get some strength. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, Jesus.
My God.
He gives you strength to go out on your own. It's like a child, a baby. Before they can walk, you're packing them. But when they get some strength, they walk with their own legs. You ain't got to pack them no more. So this is how he gives them strength. He said, I'll do it till you get some strength, that boldness and courage to go do it yourself. And so then I was able, when he gave me the when he gave me, woo, I told my enemies, I said, thank you. Looked at me, I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. You have strengthened me. Then you got to know when he's strengthening you and giving you courage and boldness. You got to know when he's doing it. You're walking on your own. You can do it with power now. You can walk on your own and tell your enemies, thank you. Well, that's enough. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. That's why I said, put on the breastplate.
Put it
on. God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You'll be able to stand, and when you're telling your enemies thank you, they don't know what's going on. You thanking them? Boy, that's, man.
Oh, wow. My God.
Amen?
My God.
This is why the Lord wants us to put it on. Because he said, unless you exceed that of the Pharisees and the scribes, you will know wise in them. So we got to exceed that. Amen. We got to exceed them. We got to love them that hate us. We got to love them.
Amen.
We got to tell them thank you. kicking. The Lord says, on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Forgive them. Now, he on the cross, they're attacking him. They're crucifying him. He said, Father, forgive them. That's some love. That's some love. Father, forgive. They crucified him. My God.
My God.
Forgive them. They don't know. They know not what they do. And they crucified him. Just like they crucified us.
Yes. Hey!
They crucify. They do. They crucify. They crucify. They say they don't know the name. Talking about the name. They always got something to say. But crucify. Keep on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the living God.
Praise the living God.
Amen. Praise the living God.
Amen.
Tonight, I thank the Lord because this is the message that he has brought tonight, and it's from his word. It's from his word. You can go back in the scripture and begin to search it out for yourself. We're just here to encourage you, to testify, to boast of Jesus Christ because we love him, we know him, we have a relationship with him, and we just give God the glory tonight. We give him the glory. Because we want you to know where to go. We want you to know that you can put on the whole armor of God. We want to know that he wards off the enemy with the word. Coming out of your mouth. Jesus, at the name of Jesus, demons even bow. So if you say that, you get that by faith. That's a whole lot. That's the majority by itself, Jesus.
That's it, sister. That's it. Hallelujah.
That name by itself is the majority. It's all you need. I am that I am, he says. I am. Hallelujah.
I am. My God.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank
Amen.
You. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. If nobody praises you, Lord, we'll praise you by ourselves. We give you the glory tonight. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus.
Amen.
I'm just excited. I tell you, I'm excited because I know him. I have that relationship with him. I wait for his voice. It's just exciting. It's exciting, Dr. Hunt. Well, somebody else may have something to say. I just wanted to share that with you because that's where he took me for tonight. So if anybody else at the well has something to say, we welcome you. Welcome, welcome.
Well, one thing I will say tonight this, because what you have come from the book of Luke, when we don't have on the whole armor, when we don't have on the whole armor of God, the devil can attack us, he can hit us with everything, and it's up to us to do it. We got to put on that whole armor, not some, not just a part, but all of it. And when we do that, the devil, all of it, your head to your feet. Got to be prepared. And one thing I will say to us that are listening on the radio, I know a lot of y'all listen and you don't call in, but we appreciate you for being right there. But Dr. McClendon has a divine gift that God has given her. She don't make a word until she talk to the Lord about it. And that's what I like to be with people like that, because they put on the whole armor of God. And when you do that, you armor your mind. You arm your spirit, and the devil know he can't do you. He going to try you. He going to try you. Am I right, sister?
Amen.
I mean, he going to try you. And to him, don't make a difference. It don't make a difference. And what we got
That's
to
right.
do is we got to be ready. We got to stay ready for him. We got to stay
That's
ready.
Right.
And when we stay ready, he can't do nothing to us. He's just a liar. And the
Amen.
More we take the word of God, and we say to you, meet us at the well. Meet us at the well. When you meet us at the well, we come to the well of living life. Living life. Well, life has a lot to offer you. And tonight we just want to say we thank God for you. And if anybody doesn't have anything else to say, I'm going to let the music go. But I will say this here. It's going to get better. It is
Amen.
Better.
Amen.
And there's a We got to hold on to what God has told us to do. And so, as I always say, remember my words. I love you. I love you. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Until next time, God bless you.
God bless you also.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Allow us to help them improve their lives, so I'm feeling better, so I'm really